This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. India expelled a senior Canadian diplomat Tuesday and accused Canada of interfering in its internal affairs, escalating a breach with Ottawa over alleged Indian involvement in the killing of a Sikh activist in Canada. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The expulsion comes a day after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were credible allegations that India was connected to the assassination of Hardeep Singh Najjar, a Sikh independence advocate who was gunned down on June 18th outside a Sikh cultural center in Surrey, British Columbia, and Canada expelled a top Indian diplomat. India rejected the allegations as absurd. India has fought against the movement to establish an independent Sikh homeland since the 1980s. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The 78th annual United Nations General Assembly is fully underway as world leaders deliver speeches to the 193-member UN General Assembly. VOA's Scott Walterman says today they will hear from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will take center stage as world leaders gather for the UN General Assembly, throwing a spotlight on the war that has divided the global body. Before meeting world leaders and addressing the United Nations General Assembly, President Zelensky headed to Staten Island University Hospital, where a group of Ukrainian soldiers are receiving prosthetic arms and legs and rehabilitation services. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The United States and Iran swap five prisoners each in one of the arch foes' first deals in years as Tehran gained access to $6 billion in frozen funds. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. More on that Monday hostage swap now. The White House is welcoming the return of five Iranian Americans held by Iran's hardline government and released under a deal that frees up $6 billion of restricted funds owed to Iran. But Tehran is defiant about how it plans to use the money, and critics say the deal amounts to paying a ransom to an increasingly authoritarian regime. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Today, their freedom, the freedom of these Americans for so long unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again, can see each other again, can be with each other again.
They arrived in Doha, Qatar on Monday in exchange for the U.S. freeing up $6 billion of Iranian oil proceeds that it had frozen in a South Korean bank through sanctions. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Migrants have burst into a southern Mexico asylum office demanding papers. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Throngs of migrants, mostly from Haiti, knocked over metal barricades and rushed into the office in the city of Tapachula, pushing past National Guard officers and police station at the office. Some of the migrants were trampled in the rush. Authorities later convinced many to leave. The tension comes as asylum claims in Mexico have skyrocketed, reaching over 100,000 so far this year. Mexico is on track to receive more asylum applications this year than ever before, as the flow of migrants threatens to overwhelm governments of several Latin American countries along the migratory route. I'm Norman Hall.
And in other world news headlines, Elon Musk says he is considering charging all users a monthly fee on his social network X, formerly known as Twitter, to cut down on bots. Azerbaijan says four police officers and two civilians were killed in separate mine blasts in the separatist Nagorno-Karabakh region, blaming Armenian sabotage groups as tensions escalate between the historic foes. The OECD raises its global economic outlook for 2023 but cuts the growth forecast for next year as interest rate hikes aimed at curbing inflation take their toll. And for more stories, we invite you to visit voanews.com or check us out on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.